الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبد الله تعالى ورسوله أما بعد وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم
قال نبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام خير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم قرب العلماء كرام مجلس سكت أهدد رادل الإسلام قال سيد سنجيد جبر الله سبحانه وتعالى the one and all complete blessings and salutations be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us with him in the gardens of paradise. Ameen. Firstly, I would like to enjoin upon all of you, including me, to adopt a life of taqwa. For indeed, in adopting a life of taqwa like the taqwa of all the world. My brothers and elders in Islam, as we close into the days of Hajj, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant acceptance for all those pilgrims who intend to leave in pilgrimage. Ameen. We also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant the opportunity of pilgrimage or Hajj for all those who haven't got the opportunity as yet to go beautiful pilgrimage, inshaAllah ta'ala. Ameen. My brothers and elders in Islam, one of those biggest blessing that we as the Muslim Ummah, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has been gifted with the gift of various role models who lived in accordance to the Quran, the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have the Sahaba radhiyallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We have the Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have the Tabi'een. We have the Tab'u Tabi'een. These are all five predecessors. SubhanAllah, Allah has given us the blessing of having access to the beautiful lives of these role models which Allah did not give any other ummah before. They just had the Nabi of Allah to follow. So we have the Sahaba. We have the Tab'u Tabi'een. We have the Tabi'een to follow. They left behind the footsteps and it's the form of the followers. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي. The best people you will find are the people who live in my time. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. Then are the people who come afterwards, the Tabi'een. Then the Tabi'u Tabi'een, the people who follow after the Tabi'een. My brothers and elders in Islam, these are role models we have. We need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having gifted us such role models. My brothers and elders in Islam, this khutbah we are going to draw a few lessons from one of those role models who lived in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a sahabi, a great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is he? We are going to learn about Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, one of the greatest companions of the Prophet peace be upon him. this companion, Abdullah ibn Abbas, belonged to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quraysh was a noble family. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was the son of Al-Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, literally, we understand that he belonged to a noble family. His mother, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu's mother, was Umm al-Fadl, Mubadha bint Harith radiallahu anha, who was one of those women who accepted Islam in the very early stages after Khadijah al-Kubra radiallahu anha. So she was a noble woman as well. The father, the mother, they were noble people. Furthermore, his maternal aunt was Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. This woman was the last woman the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be married. My brothers and elders of Islam, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was born in the last part of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life in Mecca. This was when the mushriks were causing a lot of pain for the Muslims. It was a hard time for the mother of Abbas radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, in fact, to be burdened, to be gave birth. But she had the right people around him. He had the right environment, because just after his birth, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated towards Medina. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was brought up. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was brought up in Medina with people in the caliber of Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala. With people in the caliber of Abbas radiallahu anhu. With people in the caliber of Rubada bint Harith radiallahu anhu. So he had the right upbringing with him. So that is why he turned out to become a great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and elders in Islam, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu grew up in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say that Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is one companion who almost never ever left the Prophet before. Every single time you see the Prophet, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu will be beside him. You take the masjid, you take the home, or whatever. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is conducting meeting with other people, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Scholars say that there were two reasons why this Sahabi was so close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why he entertained it? Because, reason number one, because of the love Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu had the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He grew up in the environment where it was often said that the most noblest of creations is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone showed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the right hope and guidance, to be the right one. Everyone saw, looked at him. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu literally started looking up. Today the problem is we don't have one role model to follow. We don't promote one role model. If we all promote or talk about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his greatness, his nobility, how he was, how he lived, how his behavior with people was, if we only thought with consistency, frequently to our children, they will help them, they will help him as the role model. Today we talk about other people, but we forgot to talk about the greatness of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu lived his life, lived his childhood, looking at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as he was the center of attraction for all the people living in Medina. Second reason why he was very close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was because he had the desire to acquire knowledge from the primary source, from the pure source of knowledge is the Prophet of Allah. And my brothers and elders in Islam, the closeness he held on to the Prophet of Allah had a profound effect on who he became later. The uniqueness of who he became later. How great the personality was. Abdullah ibn Abbas was, because of his company and closeness to the Prophet of Allah. He became close to the Prophet of Allah because he spent a great deal of his time in the house of Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala. And he used to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personal life very often. Let me narrate to you one incident, very important incident. One day, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came home to the house of Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anha slowly sneaked into the house of Maymuna radiallahu anha to see and observe how the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. This is a young boy. He was about maybe 10 years of age. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was just 14 years of age when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. So he wanted to observe the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He comes to the house of Maymuna at night and wait for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to wake up from sleep. Before waking up from sleep, he slowly goes outside, out of the home of Maymuna radiallahu anha to fetch a bucket of water for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make wudu. So it's very difficult for a person to go out at night, back in the day, because it was very cold, it was early morning, he was a young boy. He goes out, he fetches a bucket of water with all the hardship. He carries it with his own hand. He comes and keeps it below, beside his bed, for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make wudu in the morning. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes out. He was surprised to see there's a bucket of water already fetched for him. He was surprised because usually it is he who lives at work. He asked Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, who could this be? Who is this? Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha responds by saying, this is Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anha. And that very moment, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes a dua from the bottom of his heart because he was obliged to make a dua. Today we ask people to make dua for us. Let us do an act. He is obliged to make a dua. So Abdullah ibn Abbas al-Anu did see that the Prophet made a dua. What did he make? He said, Allahumma faqihhu fi deen wa allimhu al-Qur'an al-Hakim. So Allah grant him the understanding of faith and grant him the interpretation of the Qur'an. And that dua completely changed his life and he became the greatest mufassir, the greatest interpreter of the Qur'an later. SubhanAllah. My brothers and elders in Islam, the thirst these people had for knowledge, the thirst these people had to go close to Allah, the thirst these people had to serve the community was immense that none of us have today. There were many people in this caliber in the times of Prophet ﷺ, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Amr, Usama bin Zayd, Sa'id ibn Amr, Sa'id ibn Awf, radiallahu anhum wa radu anhum. These were great Sahaba who displayed tremendous character and conduct. My brothers and elders in Islam, Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhum, he wanted to go to the battlefield at the age of 13. He went and told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, help me serve my community. Let me go in the battle. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had no heart. He said, look. Immediately the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, look, you may go in a fight with another adult Sahabi. If you overthrow him, I'll take you to the battle. And that Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, overthrew that adult Sahabi. and love the opportunity to grow in the Quran. That's the thirst they had. Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu, he used to read the Quran. All the verses which was revealed up to that day, he used to recite in one day. He goes to the Prophet and he said, "Now, Abdullah, I read all the verses of the day, the Prophet of the day, he read in 1 month." Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah, let me use my strength and the youth age. Give me more. Give me the opportunity to make or recite more." Then he said, "Give me the, let me use the opportunity of strength and youth." Abdullah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Read it in 15 days." And he comes to the extent that he allowed him to read it in 3 days. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If you read it less than 3 days, you will not be unable to understand the profoundness. You will not be able to ponder and reflect on the beautiful words of Prophet Muhammad." My brothers and elders in Islam, Anas radiallahu anhu, a young Sahabi, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, "I have never seen anybody who is more close in resemblance to the salah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than Ibn Sulaym, who was Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. He used to pray until the king in his feet. Sa'id ibn al-'As, the generosity he had at a young age was very amazing. A Bedouin comes to him and asks him for some money. He says, "Give me 500. The Sahabi Sa'id ibn al-'As asks, "What 500? The Bedouin says, "And 500 dirhams. I need 500 dirhams." Sa'id ibn Aws puts his hand inside the pocket and he gives all the money he had, all the money his parents had left for his expenditure, that Bedouin. And that Bedouin says, "Wallahi, I wish there is no person greater than you." These were the Sahaba Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. These were the young people in the company of the Prophet of Allah. How many youngsters do we have of this caliber today? At least how many youngsters we have who aspire of this caliber today? Who have a goal to at least become like these people? My brothers and elders in Islam, today the sad situation in our ummah is that the young ummah, the young people today, are in the bubble of technology. They know nothing but play games and watch movies. They do nothing but play games and watch movies. They have become very anti-social. They know nothing but to use social media in ways that are wrong. They have been engrossed into bad habits through technology. They have been engrossed into bad habits of drugs and narcotics. My brothers and elders in Islam, last week I went to a hospital and I was seated for an appointment. There was a young boy sitting next to me. The father of that young boy is talking to the boy. And the boy has his phone in his hand playing Candy Crush and listening to the father talking. This is how our youth, they have been spoiled. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them right side of heaven. My brothers and elders in Islam, days are gone when we had the greatest young people in Islam. Days are gone when the youth were close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My young brothers and sisters, let us be social, let us get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not waste our time, let us not kill our time. Let us use our time, let us not be selfish, let us not be anti-social, let us not be our open mind to do that which is not beneficial in this world of the hereafter. Let us try to be close to Allah, let us not kill our time, let us use our time. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Use 5 things before 5 things come later on." And he said, "Use the age of your youth
you are a Christian in your own age. The old man sings in the poem.
أَلَا لَيْتَ الشَّبَابُ يَعُودُ يَوْمَا فَأُخْبِرُهُ بِمَا فَعْلَ الْمَجِيدُ.
He sings a poem of wish. He anticipates, an old man anticipates, he wishes that he gets his own young age back. He wishes that he gets his young age back. That is the theme for the youngsters of that time, how he feels to be like old and old man.
My brothers and elders in Islam, remember that if we use it in the right way, the ages of our youth in the right way. The Prophet
سَبْعَةٌ يُضِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ لَهُ. Seven people, Allah will grant them the shade the day of Qiyamah when there is no shade. And he said, شَاكُمْ هَشَعَ بِإِسْلَادَ سِنَّهُ. A young man who is involved or involved in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's very weak. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him aware.
So we have this problem about the youth. And we often keep complaining, saying that they are spoiled and contaminated.
What's the solution? Because we can't at the moment talk about the solution because we are contributors to the problem today. We haven't accommodated them. We haven't advised them like how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do. I have heard some parents say, you know what, I don't bring my kids to Jum'ah because they are too small to attend the Jum'ah. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was very small. For very small kids, he goes to say, Abbas ibn Allah, Ya ulam, inni uhallimuka kalimatin, ihfazillaha yahfazuk.
He says, oh ulam, oh my boy, let me teach you something. Protect Allah and Allah will protect you.
فَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you want to ask something, ask Allah. فَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you want to seek help from somebody, seek help from none but Allah.
And he says, We need to accommodate them. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he was accommodated. The knowledge he had at a very tender age was great, was tolerant. Umar radiallahu anhu used to ask Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu in all his meetings as a personal secretary, he used to sit with his wife and everything in the matter because he had the understanding of the Quran more than any Sahabi at that time.
Young man, who would do that today?
SubhanAllah. This was the prophetic community. We need to accommodate them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the prophetic community always ensured that he gave them, that they gave them their rights.
There was once a Sahabi who was sitting or standing next to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a gathering on the right side.
The last of men. Who should you go first? The person at the right should be given first.
Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was on his left side.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam politely asked that young boy, can I give the seed your right? Can I give the glass of you?
Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu,
that young man, he wanted to drink from the glass that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank. And he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no, Ya Rasulullah, I can't give it to Abu Bakr. I want it. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave it to that young boy. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he ensured that their rights are given. He always appreciated their skills. One day, thought and kiss, I was married with two interviews. Bilal radiallahu anhu was giving adhan in Mecca. There were a group of envoys who were mocking the adhan from the back. Muslims, non-Muslims. You are mocking the adhan.
After the adhan is over, the Prophet calls all these boys at home. The Sahaba, those people, those young boys were sad to meet the Prophet. They thought that he would punish them.
And the Prophet asked them, each and every one of them, to call out the adhan.
to call out the call to prayer. And lastly, there was this one young boy who was a Muslim. He called out the adhan very beautifully. And that young boy came to the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ saw that he was tense, he was scared. He patted his head, he patted his heart, and said, "You have been gifted with a beautiful wife." That very character of the Prophet ﷺ towards this young man won his heart and he accepted Islam. Abi Mahdura radiallahu anhu, he appreciated his skill, the young man's skill. And at a very tender age, he was given the post of becoming the Muhajir of Medina, the Muhajir of Makkah. He appreciated their skills. He appreciated their skills. If they have skills, appreciate them. Give them the opportunity to explore and show their skills to other people. And perhaps lead them. And it came to a time when the Prophet had to give them leadership. He gave them leadership. Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, he was given the flag of Islam, to carry the flag of Islam at the age of 18. You know who was a Muslim? Umar radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appreciated his skill of being a leader. He took up the faith and he bent forward and he took the leadership and he executed it beautifully.
We need to give the youth the faith to do it.
We need to give the youth the leadership. If we don't do this, if we don't accommodate them, if we isolate them, they'll find their own way of life. If you walk them to the masjid today, they will keep walking into the masjid. If you don't walk them here, they'll find their own way to walk in. My brothers and elders, this environment, the masjid, needs to be a very beautiful environment for the youth. This is how it was back in the time of Prophet Muhammad. The masjid, those days, there were children playing around. Children used to urinate in the lap of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the masjid. Children used to play in the courtyard of the masjid. Young people used to be in the prophetic community. They were a part of the prophetic community. And that's why they built leaders who were capable of carrying the flag of Islam very afterwards. Today, if we don't emulate them, what they're doing is basically for instruction in the community in the future. They are the leaders of today. They're not the leaders of tomorrow. Give them the strength, the capacity, the possibility, the platform to explore their strength. This is how the Prophet of Allah alayhi wa sallam inspired his community. We will be able to inspire our youth as well if we accommodate in all our environments, in all our societies, all our clubs, all our institutions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us, unite us in the gardens of the right. May He make us people who are, may He make us young people who are in the lives of the people of the cave, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected even in times of hardship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. May He unite us in the gardens of the right. This is how He unites us with wonderful opportunity together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity to go to Hajj. May He invite us to His beautiful house. Wa rahmatullahi wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah.